AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Iran's now threatening tourist sites worldwide and insisting it's still building missiles 3 weeks into an escalating war. As Israeli strikes landed in Tehran, Iran fired back at Israel and also attacked energy sites in neighboring Gulf Arab states. Meantime, Sagar Magani reports the U.S. military presence in the Middle East is ramping up.
A U.S. official tells the AP the Trump administration is sending three more warships with roughly 2,500 Marines to the region. That comes a day after the administration said it'll ask Congress for another $200 billion for the war.
We're doing extremely well in Iran.
President Trump was hosting the Naval Academy's Commander-in-Chief Trophy-winning football team, with some two dozen seniors who will become uniformed officers in just weeks. He noted two officials who were not on hand, Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth and Joint Chiefs Chairman Dan Kane.
Stay in the Situation Room and you watch all those attacks that we're hitting those guys with.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
However, in a social media post this evening, President Trump now says the administration's considering winding down military operations. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration has designated Colombia's president, Gustavo Petro, as a priority target. This as federal prosecutors in New York probe his alleged ties to drug traffickers. And Hawaii's dealing with dangerous flooding.
Muddy floodwaters from severe rains have inundated streets, swallowed vehicles, and prompted evacuation orders for thousands of people in towns north of Honolulu. Officials warned that a 120-year-old dam could possibly fail. Emergency sirens blared along the famed North Shore, where rising waters have damaged some homes and cars. Officials have been watching dam levels since a storm last week dumped heavy rain across the state, which led to catastrophic flooding that washed away roads and homes. I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Another climb for crude oil prices sent Wall Street sharply lower as hopes collapsed for a cut to interest rates from the Federal Reserve. The S&P 500 fell 1.5% Friday. The index closed out its fourth losing week in a row. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 443 points. That's about 1%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 2%. Investors are worrying that if crude oil prices stay high because of the war with Iran, inflation could get a lot worse. Treasury yields jumped in the bond market. The high oil prices have investors thinking the Fed won't be able to deliver interest rate cuts this year because rates would need to stay high to fight inflation. Seth Sutel, New York.
For the year, the Dow and the S&P reached down about 5%, the Nasdaq nearly 7%. And AAA says a gallon of gas is averaging just above $3.91 nationwide. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.